The Minnesota Department of Agriculture will not extend the June 20th deadline to apply dicamba. That's according to a letter sent by the Minnesota Agriculture Commissioner Dave Fredrickson last week to farm groups. Late soybean planting is causing a delay in spraying the crop. Farmer applicators want a later application date for dicamba. The Minnesota Crop Production Retailers Association Executive Director Bill Bond.
One of the concerns is the legality and the liability of damaging a neighbor's crops in which they are, would be responsible for the damage. So there are some strong reasons, and probably the primary one is if we do find there's violations of the rules, and if there is extensive damage to crops off target, we may not be able to use the product at all in the following year. So this is a real important test year for us to try and conform to the rules and regs that have been established.
Minnesota Soybeans Director of Research David Key tells the Red River Farm Network moving the dicamba application date back is risky. Farmers don't want to lose access to the dicamba. He says much of the drift recorded last year happened after June 21st. Bond says retailers are advising applicators to follow the dicamba label. He says we'll know more by the end of June and early July if there's any drift.
So yeah, I think we'll start knowing a lot more by midsummer.
Time will tell if potential drift will have an effect on yield. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.